Cimarron Country Club redevelopment marks major step forward for mission. Mega Doctor News, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Mission, Texas. Mission leaders, investors, professional golfer Abraham Anser, golf course designers, and community members gathered at the Center for Education and Economic Development building for the formal public announcement of the planned redevelopment of Cimarron Country Club. The event offered a first look at the future of one of Mission's best-known properties and highlighted the project as a significant investment in the city and the Rio Grande Valley. Belian Guerrero Aguirre, Chief Operating Officer of the Mission Economic Development Corporation, welcomed attendees and described the occasion as a very special occasion to provide the first-ever look at the planned redevelopment of one of the Rio Grande Valley's most beloved and iconic properties. Mission EDC Board President Richard Hernandez said the announcement represents much more than a project and reflects countless hours of collaboration, strategic planning, and the shared vision of Mission City leaders, the EDC board and project partners. Mission deserves world-class assets to match our world-class people, Hernandez said. He also thanked the investment group behind the project for believing in Mission and for its vision and commitment to the community. Mayor Nori Gonzalez Garza said Cimarron Country Club has been part of Mission's history for decades and emphasized that the project will benefit more than one city. Cimarron has been in our fabric for so many years, Gonzalez Garza said. It does not impact Mission only. It impacts the whole area, our whole RGV. The investment group includes GDIF USA, represented by Pablo Fontanet Real, along with Olimpo Salinas of Arbo's Wealth, Manuel Heredia, and professional golfer Abraham Anser. GDIF USA was introduced as a Mexican development group with more than 50 years of experience in large-scale projects across Mexico and Central America, including residential, commercial, industrial, and urban development. Fontanet was introduced as a fourth-generation developer connected to golf and country club developments, including Bosque Real and Lomas Country Club. Salinas was introduced as the founder of Arbo's Wealth and a Rio Grande Valley native with more than 22 years of financial experience. Heredia was introduced as a financial professional, investor, and Rio Grande Valley native with experience in financial advising, real estate investment, and local business growth. Anser, a professional golfer and partner in the project, said the redevelopment is personal because of the role the community and the course have played in his life. Cimarron has always been more than just a golf course, Anser said. It has been a gathering place where friendships were made, memories were made, and generations of families came together. Anser said the goal is to preserve Cimarron's legacy while improving the golf course and facilities. Our goal is not simply to preserve the legacy but to elevate it and position it for the future while maintaining the character and traditions that people have always loved, he said. Mission EDC CEO Teclo Garcia said the project is expected to bring economic benefits through construction jobs, permanent jobs, tourism activity, and support for local businesses. He described the redevelopment as a big economic development project, and said the city and EDC are grateful for the private investment. This is from the private sector, Garcia said. You're taking the risk. Yes, the EDC and the city are here to help, but ultimately, we know this is the money that you're putting into this facility. Garcia also described the project as a restoration of more than buildings and golf course features. This is a restoration of memories, Garcia said. This is a restoration of a course. This is a restoration of the facility that Mission has always been proud of, and more than that, this is a restoration of pride. The announcement also included comments from members of the golf course and design teams. Salvador Rodriguez of Diamond Golf International said the project aims to modernize the course while making it playable for different skill levels. Designer member Luis Lopez said the redevelopment is intended to create a destination for Mission and the Rio Grande Valley that reflects identity, culture, heritage, and a spirit of growth. Community leaders recognized at the event included Mayor Gonzalez Garza, City Council members Marissa Gerlach and Jessica Ortega, Mission EDC Board President Richard Hernandez, EDC Board members Carl Davis and Deborah Cordoba, former Mission Mayor Dr. Armando Ocaña, and other local officials and partners. Speakers described the project as a partnership among public leaders, private investors, designers, and the community, with the shared goal of bringing Cimarron Country Club back as a regional golf and social destination. To the people of Mission, thank you for your support, Anser said. Many years ago, this community invested in me. Today, I'm honored to be a part of an investment in the future of this community.